I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Some black conservatives could have a tough time choosing who to vote for this fall. They could pick Barack Obama, the man who could be the first African-American president of the United States. Or they can vote for McCain, a Republican candidate who may have more in common with their ideological positions. What issues are most important to black conservatives, and how will they affect their votes for president? To find out, we have Kevin Ross. He hosts The Kevin Ross Show on Blog Talk Radio and blogs at Three Brothers and a Sister. And Christopher Bracey, law professor at George Washington University. He's also the author of Saviors or Sellouts, The Promise and Peril of Black Conservatism. Hi, guys.
Hey, Farai.
How's it going?
Yeah, things are great. So let's say from the start that not all black conservatives are the same or think the same way. That said, Kevin, what issues do you see being hot button ones for black conservatives this time around?
Well, it's interesting because when you talk about black conservatives, there is a mindset that there is a difference between black Republicans versus black conservatives. I myself consider myself to be more of a black Republican. I don't necessarily subscribe to the complete ideology of what it means to be a conservative. I have very strong feelings about the environment. I have very strong feelings about social services that particularly African Americans and minorities and other ethnic communities, they need to be able to access, i.e. that conversation you were just having about the woman, Ms. Green, that died in the hospital. That said, when I look at what I am interested in as a Republican, I'm an entrepreneur. So things that are of most concern to me deal with taxes and the economy. And yes, I'm a big law and order. We got to have some strong defense. But most black Republicans are really enamored by the Republican ideology because of the business component that I don't think oftentimes gets emphasized enough.
Christopher, do you agree that most black Republicans are economic-based Republicans?
Well, you know, it's interesting that Kevin wants to distinguish between black Republicans and black conservatives because I do the same thing. Now, turns out that I'm neither a black Republican nor a black conservative. You know, I'm a liberal, a progressive liberal at that, but I have written a book about black conservatives. And what's interesting is that among black conservatives, the broader tent, the issues that seem to be weighing heavily, at least among the folks that I've talked to, are values-related questions. They're concerned about family issues. They're concerned about crime, but they're also concerned about the nature of politics and what it means to represent African Americans in a productive way. And that's what makes Barack Obama's candidacy so troubling, I think, for black Republicans. It's because there are a number of conservatives that view Barack Obama as providing a basis for making a presidential selection that John McCain doesn't necessarily present.
All right, Kevin, we're going to ask you to fess up. Who are you going to vote for?
Well, I have to say, since Michael Bowen didn't get a chance to indicate his preference, him being a fellow Republican, he's voting for McCain. I voted for McCain in the primary, but I am absolutely 100% behind Barack Obama. As a Republican, I can look at this person. I am in the mindset of J.C. Watts. I am in the mindset of Armstrong Williams. I am in the mindset of Colin Powell. I am in the mindset possibly of even Clarence Thomas, individuals that we may disagree on a number of specifics. But you cannot underscore the importance of this African-American attempting to really make history. And he really owes it to Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, and Clarence Thomas. Because when you look at those individuals and the power positions that they've held, it's really because of black Republicans that it makes it a little bit more palatable to see an African-American as the chief executive.
Now, Christopher, Colin Powell, former Secretary of State, J.C. Watts, conservative Republican, now also a media mogul, they really have stepped up and stated they might vote for Obama. Do you think that's influential? Do you think that their comments will help other people, particularly black conservatives or people who may be McCain supporters, think about crossing the fence?
Well, I mean, I think it turns on what kind of conservative you're talking about. If you're talking about a sort of traditional Republican ideologue, I think that those people endorsing Obama will have some influential component to it. You know, that's a good thing. But there are a number of black conservatives who may be conservative on national security questions in particular, and they're more impressed with Barack Obama's recent statement about wiretapping and willing to support the current FISA court regulations that allow for for unwarranted searches and wiretapping and that sort of thing. They're more excited about that because they view themselves as American first and putting national interests first. So for that group of conservatives, Barack is actually doing the kinds of things that are going to draw those voters out independent of his Republican supporters.
You know, it's funny. We had Michael Cobb Bowen on, and he was like, why don't you keep me for the next segment? So we, being a very obliging team of people, brought him back.
So much love. So much love.
Exactly. Creator of Cobb.typepad.com.
It's good to be here.
So
fist bumps all around.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And it did happen in the studio. I can confirm there was a fist bump. Dap. So you said that you're a McCain supporter. Why?
I like the way that McCain's leadership can change the Republican Party. I mean, ever since I declared myself a Republican, I've had to answer for Tom DeLay and all the whack job Republicans.
Jesse Helms.
And Jesse Helms.
Jerry Falwell.
Exactly.
Strom
Thurmond.
Saying,
none of those people represent what I consider old school black conservatism. And I'm more moderate conservative. And I like the Manhattan Institute. And I actually – people always liked I can't remember the education guy. But the people that are on McCain's team are moderate conservatives. And these are the people that I think are most in line with the old school black Republicanism. And so our ability to change the Republican Party from within the Republican Party is strengthened as McCain gets power.
But don't you think that precisely the values that are making him appealing to you will also alienate some other Republicans?
That's the price that you have to pay. I mean, politics can be dog eat dog. And it was Jack Kemp who I was thinking about. Because when I was early conservative, people would say, well, look what the Republicans did to Jack Kemp. You'll never get a chance because it's all the right wing. It's all the Christian conservatives. And sure, black conservatives have differences. But McCain is part of my plank.
Well, Christopher, your book, Saviors or Sellouts, The Promise and Peril of Black Conservatism. Saviors or sellouts? What do you think about black conservatives?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I don't think of black conservatives as saviors or sellouts. And that in the final analysis, what I suggest in the book is that black voters, whether they be Democrat or registered Republican, typically have some degree of affiliation or adhere to some conservative precepts that date back 150 years.
Christopher, if I can just jump in, I wouldn't even say it's some. If you look at the basis of the black experience, the black culture, you look at the base of the church and the role that it plays, whether it was creating institutions such as Morehouse, which I attended, or some of these other institutions, and you look at blacks and how we feel about homosexuality and alternative lifestyles. If you look at how we feel about crime, me being a former judge and prosecutor, disproportionately when the Three Strikes Bill passed in California, African Americans overwhelmingly said, yeah, lock Leroy up, because the bottom line is I'm tired of him stealing my car. If you look at the foundation about marriage and the responsibility for brothers to man up, you are seeing a very conservative ideology amongst blacks. Well, the problem is that we have had this history of the Southern strategy and Jim Crow and all these instances where we have not been a part of the mainstream. And so what we have now is Barack Obama giving Republicans an opportunity to say, you know what, let's look at how we rebrand ourselves, particularly to individuals that we're going to need as the culture becomes more diverse.
No, I think that's exactly right. But on with respect to John McCain, I think what a number of black conservatives are sensing is that skepticism once again, that John McCain is beginning to move from the maverick that he was in 2000 to a more orthodox Republican candidate by the fall November election. And then once again, black Republicans will be left out. And that's a concern that I think is also driving people to really take a closer look at Barack Obama.
Michael, black people. That's a big topic here on our show. In an interview with Essence magazine earlier this year, Senator McCain was asked how he would reach out to the black community. And he replied by saying he would, quote, go to places and venues that would allow me to continue a dialogue with the African-American community. I will go to the NAACP convention. And as you know, President Bush did not go once.
Big mistake.
Yeah. And it was kind of on fire in the political world. The NAACP convention is starting this weekend. What do you think of McCain's emphasis on going and being a part of that?
I think a lot of people in my generation, I'm in my mid-40s, don't take the NAACP as the primary political lead. So
it is
kind of a stock answer, and it's something that I would expect from someone of his generation. But again, we have to be able to look towards our own folks. I mean, there are still Michael Steeles out there. There's still Lynn Swann out there. I mean, Lynn Swann was my hero as a kid. I wanted to be a football receiver. Absolutely. And the guy grows up to be a Republican politician.
And he didn't get the black vote because he was black.
And so there just has to be that one bump, you know, so that people can say, oh, yeah. It was like Eddie Murphy said, a black man can't have a suitcase. And somebody's going to make that step, and it's going to be okay. So Barack Obama is part of that, seeing black men in power so people can just kind of get over it. And it'll happen on the Republican Party side, too.
Christopher, when you think about this election, there have been overtures by various people to try to bring African Americans into the Republican fold. And, you know, there's a popular YouTube video talking about the history of, you know, Republicans as not just the people who ended slavery, but also Nixon started affirmative action, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you see this election as having any potential for the Republican Party to make inroads with African Americans?
I am not certain of that at all. I mean, I think that when you look at this election in the fall, what you see on one side with John McCain in many ways is the sort of status quo of Republican ideology. And on the other side, you have a candidate that is literally going to be making history one way or the other. And we'll be asking ourselves in generations to come, on what side of history did we choose? And so for many people, you know, these advertisements about, you know, King, Dr. King was a Republican. Malcolm X would have been a Republican if the Nation of Islam would have allowed him to, you know, assert his political ideology. That sort of thing, I don't think is going to have a great deal of traction. I think in the final analysis, people are going to look to see sort of really where their gut is pointing them. And among black Republicans and black conservatives, especially those traditional black conservatives that can really trace their belief system to the black family and the black community in the early part of the 20th century, those people, I think, will ultimately find themselves in Obama's camp.
Well, here's what I just want to add this. If you look at the Republican Party right now, we fill a minority of the seats in the U.S. Senate and in the House of Representatives. We have a minority of the state governorships. We have a minority of the state legislatures. The Republican brand needs a do-over. And when you look at the history of those African Americans who've been elected to Congress, you've had 121 individuals elected to Congress who have been black since the beginning of there being a Congress. 28 of those individuals are African American. So if you look at 25% of those black folks who've been elected to Congress.
You mean Republican.
25% yeah. are Republican. Then what that's telling you is for black folks to be voting 90% plus for Barack, there is still an opportunity for you to vote for Barack and still join the Republican Party and give the party a much needed makeover. Because right now, when you think about a Jesse Helms, when you think about how there was the gentleman, Kenneth Blackwell, who was running in Ohio, who had an opportunity to be governor, there are still opportunities. And it does not make sense for us to only be on one side of the aisle. We have to be in both rooms. We have to be a force in both yeah. parties in order to make a difference.
Following up, I think we have to kind of follow our own advice. I mean, we can't expect the Republican Party to do that for us.
No.
So I look at Dr. Bracey's book as part of the first thing of our lions and our historians. So we have to rewrite Republican history by participating in it. And the Republican Party is not going to come up with a magical campaign that's instantly going to make black folks happy. No. We're going to have to go in there and change the party.
And we're going to have to slam the party, like these ads being put out by the National Black Republican Association talking about Barack's being bitter and King was a Republican. And we were like, no, King was not a Republican back in the 60s. Let's get real. Right. You know. Right now, they're trying to slam Barack towards black folks. And I'm sitting there going, who is doing your marketing? Who is doing your PR? Because that dog does not hunt. Black folks, you can't even, Tavis Smiley can't even dog Barack Obama. And he is clearly more aligned with the Democratic Party. Black folks aren't having anybody slamming Barack. So let's not even go there.
Christopher, do you think that there's a sacred cow aspect to how things are playing out with the Obama candidacy, that African-American voters may be in love with Obama, and that may in turn put him at risk if he does things that the black community doesn't like?
Well, no, I think you're right. There was a sort of messianic moment that occurred during the primary season, particularly after South Carolina, where Barack seemed to be not only a viable candidate, but one that we could really sort of put everything into. We could sort of fill this man with all of our energies within the black community and just sort of ride that ascension. And so there really is a risk of inflated expectations. The reality is that Barack will likely make a turn towards the center by November, and a decisive one at that. He's already begun that in part by, you know,
big time
distancing himself from Wesley Clark, right, suggesting that maybe he wants some Clinton support, but not all the Clinton support, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that as we near November, what we will find is that Barack Obama of March and April was a very different Barack Obama than the president-elect Barack Obama, should he win that general election in the fall. But in the final analysis, I do think that black folks are not enamored with the man Barack Obama. They are enamored with the possibilities of power and governance.
All right, Michael, you get the last word. Has to be short. McCain announced that he aims to balance the budget by 2013. Does he face a backlash of expectations?
I hope he balances the budget, and I like to see candidates with strong convictions. And McCain has been the kind of person who can buck the party line and create a legislative agenda that gets things done. And I think of all the three senators who were the primary folks, he's the one who will be best working with Congress, and he wants to have question time. So he's going to stand up there and work with Congress, and I trust he will do that better than any other candidate.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Christopher Bracey is a law professor at George Washington University School of Law. He's also the author of Saviors or Sellouts, The Promise and Peril of Black Conservatism. Plus, we had Kevin Ross, the host for The Kevin Ross Show on Blog Talk Radio, and a blogger at Three Brothers and a Sister, and Michael D. Cobb Bowen of Cobb.typepad.com. Both joined us at our NPR West studio here in Culver City.